it's changed an awful lot since I showed up here a few years ago, and you know, the money they've obviously invested in it, and you know, they're reaping rewards for the players they're getting through in and around the first team, and obviously the boys getting on the pitch, you know, the likes of Saido and Kamar and Adil that have been in and around the squads and stuff like that. And you know, it's, I think people don't realise how hard you have to actually work to get there, and to stay there is just even tougher, you know. And well, that's credit to the staff right the way up from the nines right through to the under 21s. You know, they work very hard, they do long hours, and you know, they travel all over the country, and you know, the kids' parents as well. You know, you can never forget them, because I was there at one stage when I was a kid, going all over Northern Ireland playing football, and you know, you sort of don't really appreciate it until you get a bit older, and you know, especially nowadays with the way academy football is, you know, they can end up in. Sure. Everywhere on a Sunday morning, and a couple of times a week coming across after training, and rush hour traffic, and people have been working all day and stuff as well. So you know, it's a lot of commitment from everybody, but you know, it's nice to see it paying off.
But when a young lad comes through the academy and he gets that first team chance, I mean, let's be clear, it's a massive step up from playing academy under 21 to where it matters, responsibilities, accountabilities. And people like yourself and other pros, I suppose, can help them make that transition.
Yeah, that's our job. You know, when you see somebody coming through, you know, I remember when I was younger, sort of going through at Sheffield Wednesday, it's probably a little bit different now, to be fair. You know, people sort of fire passes at you in training and stuff, yeah. And see if you can control the ball, yeah. And they try and make you look a bit daft at times. But, you know, I think football's changed now. You sort of, once the... You know, the club have got a player that they're obviously they've worked a lot, mm-hmm. Very hard on to get through into the first team, and he comes through, and you know, you sort of it is difficult for them, because as you say, there's a lot of pressures and a lot of responsibilities, mm-hmm. in a first team game. You know, things it matters an awful lot more. I think not dissing academy football or under 21 football, but once you step out in front of the crowd, it's sure. You know, you're in the cauldron there. And you know, if a lot of us have, obviously everybody's been there at some stage of the mm-hmm. career, they've been at that, and people have helped them through. And you know, I think back to the people that helped me through when I was a young lad at Sheffield Wednesday, or even coming here at 22. Mm-hmm. You know, the likes of Jonathan Greening and Paul Robinson and people like that, you know, always looked out for you in training and stuff. Having said that, I have quite a little bit of experience compared to some of the lads, but you know, it is a massive step up. And you know, when you, I think for the fans and stuff as well, seeing a local lad coming through the academy, or seeing a homegrown player coming right through the system, you know, it's an important one. And I think you always feel that you want them to do well.
What about life under Tony Pulis? You've had a few days now, and like a whirlwind, I bet.
Yeah, it's been straight in. You know, no rest really at all. You know, obviously the Christmas period games have gone. The two games last Thursday, Saturday for us were, yeah. West Ham especially was a tough game, yeah. Yeah. And then to go again against Gateshead, who obviously hadn't played for a couple of weeks as well, they were pretty fresh, was tough for us. And Gateshead started well, and you could probably tell in the first half an hour some of us were still getting the game out of their system really from West Ham. But you know, credit the lads, we went about the game well and did our jobs and got the result, and that's all that matters in the cup really, getting through to the next round. But you know, the gaffer was in straight in Monday and out in the pitch doing some tactical stuff and shape and bits and pieces stuff that he wants implemented. And you know, I think there's not going to be too many grey areas, and everybody's going to know what they're expected to do. And
that's good, you know, for players, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, some of us cannot be sort of not the brightest bunches sometimes, so you know, being told exactly where to go and what to do is good. And, you know, if you know your job and you know what you're expected to do, and somebody else knows you're going to know what you're doing in your job, it's easier to work as a team, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And you can help each other out. If you know, if I know somebody else's job in the team and I can see that he's made an error or in out of position or something like that, and if you can sort of cover to help them and work, yeah. Work as a unit, you know, it can only benefit us.
He seems to be pretty fixed in his ideas, a bit like Roy Hodgson. He seems to be pretty fixed in his ideas, and I don't think it's going to be overcomplicated.
No, he's the bits and pieces, as you say, like similar to when Roy came in. You know, he said the bits and pieces that he wanted us to do. He told us all where he expected us to be and what we were going to do when we had the ball and when we didn't have the ball. And you know, as you say, that's probably good. It's everybody knows what's expected of them, and No, I don't think. I mean, you can overcomplicate everything nowadays, I suppose, football. You know, it's analysed to the hills, and it's sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's probably not so good. And, you know, I suppose the reality for us at the minute, we're in a simple position. We need to win games, and
for sure,
there's no real point in complicating that, because you know, if we don't get points on the board soon, we're going to be in for a long few months.
I suppose, really, as well, if when you win a game, nobody analyses anything.
No. Well, that's the thing. You know, I think we we played Leicester a couple of months back, and we were hopeless from start to finish. You know, and Leicester scored an own goal, and we won 1-0. And you know, you could go and sit down and say, right, well, we didn't do this well, we didn't do that well. At the end of the day, we had a clean sheet and got 3 points. And you know, if somebody gives you up before the game, you snap their hand off, regardless of who you're playing or where it's at. And you know, I think that's a big part of it as well. And you know, I'm sure, under the gaffer, that'll be it. You know, he wants to win, we want to win. You know, everybody wants the same thing. We want to get points and climb the league table. And you know, obviously with the decent result we had in the cup against Gateshead as well, you know, you've got to try and win those games as well and get a bit of momentum going.
We all sit outside and fans and us and we look at you and we say, guy, he don't look interested. Not you particularly. I'm not sure, maybe, but look, he doesn't look interested. They don't look interested. But every player wants to win a game, don't they? What starts at? Want to win that game?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's why you're in the game. That's why anybody's in any sport, really. Any competitive thing, you want to go out and win the game. I mean, at the end of the day, if you were going out expecting to lose every week, it wouldn't be much fun, would it? You know, that's whether you play darts, snooker, golf, whatever. You want to go out and you want to play well and you want to win the game. And you know, as a team, it's probably easier to do that because you know you could maybe not have the best game, but your team can help you out and you can go and win the game. Like, you individually might not perform very well, whereas in a few other sports it's different. But you know, everybody in any walk of life, even you playing computer games and stuff like that, you know, I've got young kids and they play computer games and they want to win the computer game, regardless of whether it's football or fighting games or
whatever.
they want to win, and that's just the nature of anybody that's in any competition. And yeah, I think obviously it's easy for. It is a lot easier sitting in the stand watching the game.
For
you know,
sure.
I missed a couple of games recently, and you know, I watched the Villa game from up.
You're a better player in the stand, aren't you?
Of course, yeah. You see everything, and you know, obviously you can see all the spaces on the pitch and where people are coming from and stuff like that. But you know, when you've got that split second to decide what happens, especially in the Premier League, because it's so fast. You know, it is definitely a lot easier from the stand. And but you know, that's why people come to watch the game. You know, they're there to support their team. Obviously, they love football, and you know the next best thing that if you can't be out there playing for your team, you go and support them. And you know, we need our supporters behind us for the rest of the season as much as we can, because we need to start winning home games, especially because you know the gaffer touched on it the other day in his press conference, saying I think 4 games in 2014 wins at home is not good enough.